Now we can talk about competence of the students who are actually graduated and competence of the institutions and also competence of people who are in the context of some area. But I think that theoretical part of art education in fine art academies is strictly individual, and there is no such things that some artists can learn some specific theoretical matter and something similar to that which could be useful for his further work. But I think that what is actually very important is to get some, let's say, social tools for understanding what's going on generally, to have this big picture, and that's I think is the most important thing taking from the education, and everything else is individual. Well, philosophy is definitely one of, let's say, one of the fields or let's say big field where everyone has to find his own place and has to know some basic things and to have a chance to develop all those. I can't understand any other, let's say, way to follow some ideas or express some attitudes which is actually very important for especially contemporary art from avant-garde till today. And knowledge in philosophy has to be on, let's say, quite good level to understand any of, let's say, movements and networks today. Most of the ways of education in that field, I think, is also depends from institution to institution. But now we have today a lot of let's say non-institutional lectures, many different events which are very important as let's say further knowledge for student population. Yes, from let's say. Now is minimum, let's say, 10 different organizations who are organizing something like that, and mainly it is focused on student population, and Academy of Fine Art itself has some collegiums who are let's say close to that matter. But only on very very basic level, and all those things around, I think, can give this basic lecture, this basic knowledge, which is important for understanding, let's say, to have this big picture. I think that. If we are talking about education in art, we cannot talk about rational thing. We have some theoretical, let's say, ways of explaining or some historical facts to learn. But I think you have to invest a lot of time. You have to invest not to teach something. You have to invest time to process. And I think in this process of, let's say, permanent brainstorming and structuralizing of knowledge, not learning the knowledge, not learning the philosophy, but then structuralizing, that means, or deconstructing in structure. That means that the student has to be in permanent active situation to know how to use all those, let's say, knowledge in real time, not to just to peg some knowledge for some future time. Well, I think that is very important for me, to have this permanent in this process of structuralizing and also connecting different things. I think in previous answer I told something about that. I think it's we have to have all the time permanent active situation, not just learning, not just rationalizing or things like that. I think that all the parts of human, let's say, resources, from intuition to ratio, are parts of this process. And of course that, once again, of course that theory is very important tool to understand something and to let's say to have this inspiration for permanent thinking and developing ideas, but without this let's say practical part of using and communicating with other people, exchanging the experiences, I think it could be quite unusual. If some group of students have just of art students have just let's say theoretical lectures, then could be problem. But that's I think that's not the situation. There is no total practical competencies in field of theory. But if you are talking about this permanent active situation, then we can talk that every or each of the, let's say, participants in this process are competent, because now then we don't have ideology of any kind of ideology. We have a situation that where we basically give the students let's say position of big picture to have conscience what's going on generally, and then he actually choose and develops what he thinks that is important, and now he's in situation like any other artist who has to take responsibility for his life and for the, let's say, community life. And well, that's what I think that is important, and I think each part of this process is very important and competent. Well, we are always talking about, let's say, the same thing. That is permanent active process. Now, those are, from my point of view, those are different tactics. How to keep this process active. And education is definitely one of the fields where this process is at first permanent and at second active. And that's the reason why it's really strong tendency in different contemporary art manifestations to implement this educational processes. I have personal, I would say, experience in one non-governmental, un-institutional educational process, which Ivan Akes and me organized, let's say, 5 years ago, titled Community Art School, which was, let's say, on some kind of a postgraduate level of education, interdisciplinary. We had different students from different faculties, from mathematics, philosophy, architecture, fine art, and film. Experience was actually extraordinary. And I think we didn't have this situation with ultimate product, but we organized from time to time, let's say, interfaces to that process. And we can talk about some kind of visual organization of time and showing something that could be most closely connected with interfaces to those processes. And for me, it's quite logical in this moment that different contemporary art manifestations use these models of educational processes. Actually, I think that is the general problem of contemporary art. I could say that, well, that was always like that. Art was always contemporary, and till today it was. But always you had some really interesting ideas and many, let's say, jokes. It's, let's say, similar thing is today. Contemporary art, it is, let's say, big bunch of jokes. And if this is the field where we can talk about competences, I'm not totally sure if we can find answers in contemporary art. But if we are talking about, let's say, particular projects individually, people who are connected and who together run some more complicated processes, then we can talk about some particular people who have those competences. From the side of the artists and from the side of the theoreticians. Also, I know, of course, very few people who really who are artists, but who really wants to learn something in theory, and who can integrate theoretical, field in the artistic practices. Yes, but what I want to say about contemporary art competences in theory is actually that there is no so many artists in contemporary art who has this level of truly involvement and that means that someone should spend really a lot of time learning, practicing, and stuff like that, which is not the situation so often. And then we have many people who are talking about some particular things, but actually they just talk. I don't see this really deep involvement in this task, what they are talking about actually. And I think it's what seems to be some kind of, or what could be confusing, or what can confuse, let's say, audience or participants or people who are involved in all those processes. And I think this is a big gap that some kind of trend could be. We should involve much more theory in art. But I don't see many people who really can do that. Not because of their potential, because they don't invest time. They don't invest enough of anything to get on.
So it's not the issue of possibility, but the will.
Will produce also fascism, but it's complex things of will, soul, responsibility, circumstances, yes, everything, and conscience, it's really complex things. Well, it is basic problem of the system. Different academies, they have different systems, and I think it's good they have different systems. But let's say we have a couple of paradoxes. If we are talking about deconstruction and post-structuralism, if you have students and you want those students to understand what does it mean, post-structuralism, especially in theory, and then in practice, you have to have really high level of education to understand really what does it mean. You have to know what does it mean structuralism, you have to know what does it mean politics of the author and everything else, what was before. But in the same moment, theoreticians, want to destroy the institution of academy and faculty, and the paradox is that faculty is the only place where can do a lecture, and I think this is very this is very confusing the students, and those are reasons for my opinion from different positions of different academies, how to choose how many theory have to have actually, and it is structuralism, it is linguistics or semiotics or philosophy or sociology, that means that some artist has to learn, let's say, all the fields except art, which is also okay if you have a reason for that. But there is a lot of paradoxes in intellectual way of life today. Even in practice, if we are talking intellectuals today and professors on faculties and theoreticians, very often have, left theory but right practice. And this is paradox where we live today, and it's really individually depends of every individual to take responsibility and also to build the conscience and act in this very confusing field and time. Well, yeah, that, I think that because I mentioned before that most of the contemporary art are jokes, small illustrations. Artists are actually taking themselves or pushing themselves in field of illustration, and especially today, I think it is very often praxis that that artists want to be illustrations for the some conceptions and stuff like that, and that's some of heritage of conceptual art and concepts that concept need illustrations to be live, and if we can tell that that function as a tradition of conceptual art in one on the hand, and then we have activism and non-government organizations and self-organizing, which are some kind of on the other part of this let's say liberal. I think this process of discussing from concept to activism is actually this, I think, very interesting process, and we will see actually what can be position of theory and using of theory in future, let's say future time, but very very soon. And I think that could be also very big problem, very huge problem for participants who are not theoreticians and who are not artists, and that leads us to question why we are doing that, for whom, and for what, and that is actually also quite big problem of art and theory today. For whom and why? It's a confusing situation where we are still talking about fine art. Then that means visual art in one hand, then conceptual art in other hand. That means we are coming from the concepts. Then some concept in visual art need illustration, and illustration is only connection with visual art. And in other hand, we have activism, which need let's say visual code, picture, frame, photography as a document of, let's say, of events. And then where is the field where we are? If we are talking about some future, maybe in those processes which are going right now, we can at least find some field, because now in this moment I think field and people who are running the field are very, very confused. And if there we can talk about competences, well, who is that measure to them can compare some other competences? I don't see any measures And then we can see, well, this has competency and this don't have. Because we have just really huge number of different concepts. And I think this is the moment right now.